and put it under a pot and set the fire and cook. And I say set the fire, put a fire over that pot and run tar, pine tar.
Gee whiz. Do they do that?
They can take the pine and pile it up, stack it up kind of like this, kind of like a potato hill, if you've ever seen a potato hill. And set it afire inside of that kiln and make charcoal.
Gee, do they still do that?
Oh yeah, some people do. They used to use it with the old coal iron, they called it, you know, where the iron clothes were, a long time ago. Yeah, I don't think you've ever seen them.
No.
They put that stuff in that iron and open the iron up and put that in there and get it started burning. And set that, stand down iron and that old thing just smoking or hot as a ginger mill.
Boy. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it that you hang clothes in? Like, oh, it can be a room or?
I just call it a closet. That's why I still hang it in the closet. I can't remember how I don't know.
That's what I was looking for. do you have a name for a movable closet?
No, I've never seen one.
I don't think I have either. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, they're so the weather won't get in?
Corner board?
Well, yeah, or the... You know, on the outside of a house, they overlap like that?
A weatherboard.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area at the side or the front of a house where you have rocking chairs and you sit out there on the...
Well, I call our at home a porch, call it that screen.
Okay. What if it's just, if it doesn't have a roof on it, is there another name then?
Patio.
Huh, okay. What do you call it? A small fenced-in area next to the barn where the cows are put before milking?
We call it a lot.
Okay. And you have a name for a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
Well, I've never seen many of those in this part of the country.
Okay.
I'll tell you where one is that they've got rock around one home. It's over in Hancock County.
Oh.
And there was family lived there, and when they got these rocks around that house, their mother and father were dead. There was one boy and three sisters, I believe it was, and they called it the Rock of Ages. The rocks on the outside and ages in the house.
Ah, very good. What do you call a large wooden vessel about that big around that's open at the top that you carry water or milk in?
The only thing I've ever seen wooden would be an ice bowl.
Okay, well, would you ever talk about a bucket or a pail or a wooden bucket?
I mean, a cedar water bucket. We used to have them all the while, yeah, when I was young.
And they're made out of wood?
Made out of cedar.
Cedar. What would you call it if it was made out of metal instead of out of wood?
According to what kind of metal?
How about tin?
I called it tin bucket.
Tin bucket, okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that's used on the stove for frying things?
We call it a spider.
Spider, why?
I don't know, that's all I've ever known.
Oh, that's interesting.
My mother used to call it a spider, but frying pan is really what it is.
Oh, well.